Today we're going to focus on the last pasuk that Yaakov Avinu benched Yosef HaTzadik. It's a very fascinating pasuk. The pasuk says, pasuk Chavav, Birchois Avicha Gavra Birchois Hoirai. He says that Yaakov tells Yosef that the brachis that he received are even greater than the brachis that his parents, Avram and Yitzchak, received. He had the bracha, for example, which he explains, that he had a bracha feratz to yom of a kedma tzafayin of a negva, to conquer all four corners and to spread out all over the world. And that was more than Avram and Yitzchak. And he says that all these brachis, tiyena l'reish Yosef l'kotkoit nezir echov, it should go to the head of Yosef, and to the head of nezir echov. Nezir echov, Rashi teaches that Prishod Achvoy, Shenivdo Me'echov, he was the one that was separate and taken away and on a different level than his brothers. So this pasuk, which he's obviously giving over to Yosef, tremendous brachas, is a very, very special pasuk on many different levels. A little bit according to Soid, and then we'll go to the very Gishmake Pshat in regards to Gula and Moshiach, where the Rebbe Levick, the Rebbe's father, is medayik the word kotkoid. Kotkoid is gematria 208, which is the same gematria as the word Yitzchok. And Rebbe Levick explains that kotkoid represents the inyan of gvura, and that's why it's the same word, dak twice. Kotkoid is dak twice. Bechlal, anytime something is split, splitting is from Gvura, as well as Dak and Dak itself shows that you're cutting it thin. It's another concept connected to the union of Gvurois. But this Pasuk and he's speaking about the brachas that he got, the Birchas Avicha Gavra Birchas Hoirai, the specialty of the birchos, the brachos which are associated to Yaakov Avinu, are very, very important, especially negeya to the inyan of geula. And I want to share with you a vort that I saw, and it's brought down in the Mefarshim, what we say in Tehillim. And that we have to give you, I'll give you the outside nekudah, and then I'll show you how it is in the words of the Tehillim in Hallel. And that is that we know that Yidden were in Golos four times. And the Yitziah, the going out of Golos, the first three times, is in the Schus of the Avos. However, the fourth Geula, which is the Geula from this Golos, is even higher than the previous Schusim of the Ovis. It's from the Abishter himself. And where do we see that? We see it in Hallel, where in Hallel there's a very interesting set of psukim. We've said it hundreds of times, but we don't always think about what we are saying. In the last capital Kuf Yud Ches, we speak about Yidden being surrounded. We say Sabuni Gams Kogoyim Savavuni B'Shem Hashem Ki Amila. Then again we say Sabuni Gams Savuni B'Shem Hashem Ki Amila. Sabuni Kidvayachem Doyachu Keshkoitim B'Shem Hashem Ki Amila. Now, if you take the words B'Shem Hashem Ki Amila and you take the Rosh Tevis of those four words, you can end up with the word Avicha. Aleph of Amilam, Beis of B'Shem, Yud from the Eibishter's name and Chav from Ki. And what does that show? That the first Golos were saying, that we say that they, Kogoyim Svavuni, when the first went into the first Golos, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam, we got out in the Schus of Avram Avinu. Sabuni Gam Svavuni, when we went into Golos the second time, we got out, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. We got out in the Schus of Yitzchak Avinu. Sabuni Kidvarachim Dayachu Kesh Koitzim. And what schus did we went out of the third galus? B'shem Hashem ki amila. But what happens when dochei dechisani lin poil? What happens when we went into this fourth galus? What happens in what schus are we going to go out of this galus? And that's what we say in the fourth galus, v'ashem azaroni. You need a schus which is higher even than schus avos. And this is also, if you go back a pasuk, and you think about what Yaakov Avinu tells him, Mekel avicha vayazreka, ve'eshakai vivarcheka, that he's giving him brachas from the Eibishter Alein. What are these brachas that he's giving? What's he trying to tell him? He's trying to tell him that he's going to have the, for the Gula Asida, for the final Gula, we need to have brachas which are coming from the Eibishter himself. Now, and that's, like we said earlier, that when it comes to the Geula Asida, we have to want the Geula because of the Eibishter, and the Schus to have the Geula comes from Hashem. We have to realize, Bechlal, that Geula comes from Shem Havaya. The Geula comes, the ultimate Geula comes, B'Shem Hashem. I saw a word today, the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, in the Maimer of Tofnish Peyalev, we are 100 years ago, Parsha Zohar, where the Friedrich Rebbe says that Esther Hamalka tells Achashverosh, Yovei Hamelech V'Homan Hayoim. That's what she says. Yovei Hamelech V'Homan Hayoim, Elamishta, she's going to inviting the Melech and Haman to the party. What's going on over here? So the Friedrich Rebbe explains, if you look at the Rosh HaTevis of Yovei HaMelech V'Haman Ayoim, it's Rosh HaTevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. What Esther was trying to accomplish is to be Megala Geula into the world. Bringing Geula into the world is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is bringing the Eibishter into the world. Gilui Shem Havaya, because Golos could only come from the Helam Vester of Shem Elikim. But when you have Yovei HaMelech V'Haman Ayoim, when you have the Gilui of Shem Havaya, which is higher than Teva, which there is the Bechira, there you see the Gilui of the Eibishter Likus is revealed, then Haman has no Shaiches. Haman cannot reach. Haman cannot battle Yidin. There can't be the fight of Hamolek when you're Megala Shem Avayet, not just because Amalek is trying to cut Shem Hashem, Ein Hashem Sholim. However, Yidin, through their Avoider, Megala, the full name of Shem Hashem, Yovei HaMelech V'Haman Hayoyim. And this is what we're saying, that the Geula Asida, the final Geula, is connected, Davke, the Schus that we have, is it has to come higher than Schus Avos. This is the final Golos, and therefore, the Geula for this final Golos has to come on a much higher level, even than the Schus of the Avest. Mela, the first Golos, the second Golos, the third Golos, which brings about the first Geula, second Geula, and third Geula. From those Golias, we could go out, B'Schus, B'Shem Hashem, Ki Amilam. We can go out, B'Shem Hashem, which is the Avest, the Rosh HaTevis, Avicha. However, for the final Golos, for Golos Ha'achrein, we need to have the higher level. Now, when you look at our Pasuk, obviously, Yaakov Avinu was not boasting. He's not saying, ha, I got more brachas than Avram and Yitzchak. I got the most brachas. So what's he trying to do? He was trying to give them the empowerment to go out of Golus. It's brought down in the Sefer Divrei Emes that Yaakov Avinu knew that Yidden were going to have a very, very strong Golus. And this bracha where he's bringing out to Yosef, the Birchas Avicha Gavra al Birchas Hoyrei, and he's pashut telling him to Yidden Loish Yosef, Lekokit Nazir Echav, the bracha that he was trying to give him is not just that he should have a lot of brachas, but that he should have the Nesinas Koyach to stand up to Golos Zahachrin, to stand up in this final Golos, because in this final Golos, there's going to demand tremendous Koyches, because there's going to be tremendous Nesyoinis. We know that this is our Avoidah, Choyshech Yichas Oretz, that we don't see. And every day, the Nesyoinis get bigger. But our avoidah is nesoyness from the word elevation, to lift up. Our avoidah, and we get the brocha from this pasuk, the birchas avicha, gavra al birchas hoyrei, is enabling us to stand up to golos ze ha'ach.